One day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was with his companions, the Sahaba. And the companions were sitting around him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he climbed the first step of the mimbar, of the pulpit. And all of a sudden, he said, Ameen. Nobody made a dua. Nobody said anything. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ameen. And then he climbed the second step of the mimbar, of the pulpit. And he said, Ameen. And then he climbed the third step of the pulpit and he said, Ameen. Three times. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. The Sahaba alayhim ridwanullah, they were perplexed. Why is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying Ameen again and again? Because Ameen is said when somebody makes a dua. And nobody amongst us has spoken. And neither did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam make a dua. So why is he saying Ameen again and again? So they said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Innaka sa'idta al-mimbar. O Messenger of Allah, you climbed the pulpit. وَقُلْتَ آمِين آمِين آمِين. And you said, آمِين آمِين آمِين. But nobody amongst us made a dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to his companions. He said, قَدْ أَتَانِي جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. That Jibreel alayhi salam just came to me. And Jibreel said, مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانِ. Whoever lives the days of Ramadan, وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ, and his sins are not forgiven, فَدَخَلَ النَّارِ, and so he enters into the fire, أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ, may Allah make him distant. Then Jibreel said to the Prophet, قُلْ آمِين, say آمِين. The Prophet said to his companions, فَقُلْتُ آمِين, I said آمِين. Meaning, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Jibreel made a dua that Allah blesses a person with the opportunity to live in Ramadan. Allah blesses a person for his sins to be forgiven. Allah blesses a person to live Laylatul Qadr and the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And this person doesn't even bother seeking forgiveness in front of Allah. This person doesn't even raise his hands in front of Allah. Even though Allah has given him this great opportunity. So what happens to this person? He dies. And he enters into the fire. أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ. May Allah make him distant. Meaning, may Allah make him distant from his mercy. Because Allah gave him the opportunity to attain the mercy of Allah. And this person didn't even bother raising his hands to Allah. So may Allah make him distant from his mercy. And then Jibreel said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say Ameen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said Ameen. And that was the first Ameen. And then Jibreel alayhi salam said, Man adraka abawayhi aw ahadihima. That whoever lives with his parents or one of his parents whilst they are old in age. Walam yabirrahuma. And he does not show them obedience. فَدَخَلَ النَّارِ. So this person then enters into the fire. أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهِ. May Allah make him distant. قُلْ آمِين. Say آمِين, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَقُلْتُ آمِين. So I said آمِين. This was the second dua which Jibreel alayhi salam made. Meaning, when your parents were young, when your father, when your mother was young, they had with them energy, strength. They weren't in need of you. They were independent of you. So you could go live your life. And now they have become old in age. When they are old in age, they are dependent upon you. They've become weaker. They don't have the same amount of energy and strength. In this age, Allah has given you an opportunity. And the opportunity is that if you show them obedience and goodness and you make them happy, Allah will forgive your sins for you. So Allah has given you this opportunity and you reject this opportunity. And so then you die and you enter into the fire. أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ. May Allah make this person distant from his mercy. And in this point, is a very important thing that we have to remember. Many people, especially the kuffar out there, when their parents become old, they think that this is a burden upon them. This is something which is holding them back. But not in Islam. In Islam, your parents being old in age is not a burden. It's not even a responsibility. It is a ni'mah, a blessing. It is an opportunity. Because if you show them obedience in their old age, Allah forgives your sins for you. So anybody who lives with their parents, whilst they are old, should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. Then the third Ameen. Jibreel alayhi salam said, Man dhukirta indahu. A person in front of whom your name, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned. Walam yusalli alayk. And he does not send peace and salutations upon you. And then he dies and enters into the fire. Ab'adahu Allah. May Allah make him distant from your mercy. قُلْ آمين. Say آمين أو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقُلْتُ آمين. I said آمين. Meaning, the blessed name, this blessed word, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, was mentioned in front of you. When this name was mentioned, Allah gives you a great opportunity, a great blessing. Say صلى الله عليه وسلم. This word, this statement, contains so much goodness. So many blessings, so much barakah, so much forgiveness, so much mercy. And you don't even bother saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah gives you the opportunity to attain His mercy and you don't do so. Ab'adahu Allah. May Allah make this person distant. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ameen. Notice, my brothers, these three matters. Ramadan came. So much goodness, so much mercy in Ramadan. What did Allah want from you? Allah doesn't request from you that you go fight jihad fi sabilillah. He doesn't want from you that you sacrifice your children and your family or you leave your work. Only that you make istighfar. Just raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your parents are old in age. What do they require from you? Some obedience, some goodness. It doesn't require from you that you have to abandon your work and abandon your children and divorce your wife and dedicate all your life to your parents. No, some obedience, but you don't bother to do so. And the word or the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned. What is required from you? Just a few words. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not that you have to go make hijrah to Al-Madinah and sell your house and make jihad fi sabilillah and die in the way of Allah. No, just saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you didn't bother to do any of this. أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ. May Allah make this person distant from His mercy. One question. What do you think about a dua which the greatest angel Jibreel alayhi salam is making? And the Ameen which the greatest messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying? And the greatest generation, either Sahaba, they are witnessing. Do you think this dua is going to be rejected by Allah? The greatest angel makes the dua. The greatest messenger says Ameen. The greatest people, the Sahaba, they witness the dua. Will Allah reject this dua? So we shouldn't be from those people, ma'ashal ikhwah. That when Allah gives us these great opportunities to do easy actions, simple actions, that we don't change. Ramadan comes, we have to change. Our parents become old in age, we have to change. The name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned, we have to change sallallahu alayhi wasallam.